When the revival broke out in the month of April of 1989, this first happened in upstate New York. The Lord said to me, He said, I want you to just let me touch my people. Actually, He asked me a question. He said, son, would you let me touch my people? In other words, would you step back? All he wants to do is touch his people. Many times we're in too much of a hurry. We think we've got to do the next thing. We've got to do this. What will people think? And we're so worried about what people think that we miss out on the move of the Spirit of God when the whole world is crying out for His presence. But dear friends, when you forget about what people think and you get your eyes on Jesus, it doesn't matter what people think. It matters what Jesus thinks. It matters what Jesus thinks. It doesn't matter what people say. People are going to say it anyway. It matters what Jesus says. It doesn't matter how people feel. It matters how Jesus feels. He wants to touch His people. He wants to pour out His Spirit. All we've got to do is just say, Lord, yes. I take my hands off. It's not my meeting. It's your meeting. It's not my church. It's your church. It's not my ministry. It's your ministry. It's not my reputation. It's your reputation. And for those that will not compromise the move of the Spirit of God in these last days, they shall be blessed. For even now, He pours out the oil. And so you must get as much of it as you can. Because the time comes when there will be none available. Get as much oil that will carry you through the night hour. For the night hour is even now upon us. Prepare your hearts. Allow Him to fill your vessels. Get your lamps trimmed. The bridegroom is coming. You know, that passage that speaks of the five wise and five foolish, I pray to God that's not prophetic. 50% of the church not ready. Don't have enough oil. That's what this meeting is all about. People, I tell you, I have nothing to lose. I have absolutely nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. I don't have anything really. All I have is what He's given. I have nothing to lose. As ministers of the gospel here tonight, the Spirit of God is saying to you, take your hands off. Take your hands off. The more you try, the more you'll fail. Take your hands off. Let me do it, saith the Lord. Let me do it. You've been doing it in your ability. You've been doing it in your strength. You've been doing it in your might and your power. But let me do it, saith the Lord. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. For many plan and many strategize and many set goals and say it shall be thus and so. But you know not the way of the Spirit of God. You know not the way of the winds of God. You don't know what the future holds. So say not, it shall be thus and so. For you know not. You know not. For men make plans and big ideas, and they even gather together to discuss it. But they err, for they know not the ways of the Spirit of God. For even if you did plan, your plans would be too small, saith the Lord, for I'm going to do even greater. I'm going to do even greater than that which you've envisaged. For these are the last days, and the end of all things is at hand. And the work that must be done quickly. And so, you cannot do it with the plan and the purpose and the mind of man, but it must be done with the plan and the purpose and the mind of the Spirit of God. And then great and wonderful things shall be done. For if you think that we've seen great things up to now, this is just the warm up. We ain't seen anything yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall ascend to his holy hill? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And so the Spirit of God comes even in this day and this hour to do a purifying work in the hearts of men and women, where the hearts of men and women lie open before him, and he sees and knows. The fire of God shall burn deep in the hearts of men and women, and there shall be a purifying work. And life shall be touched and life shall be changed. And he is getting you ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Say not, oh, how will this transpire? Just say, oh, Lord, I'm available. Say not, oh, Lord, how shall these things be? Just say, Lord, here I am, yielded unto thee. I hear the Spirit of God saying, history books are waiting to be written about the man and the woman of God that will give themselves completely over to the Spirit of God. For men, even in the world, give themselves over to demonic spirits, and in a moment of terror, they wreak havoc. And are remembered. Even so, in this day and this time, men and women shall give themselves over to the Spirit of grace. And in a moment of time, great glory shall be made manifest. Say not how. Say not when. Say, Lord, here am I. Use me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. And I'll be what you want me to be. Not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. Oh, parifem bende le jungle stopper about the history. Haranda. For there be even those here this night. You say, Lord, I'm too old. And the Lord would say, no, you're just the right age. You're just the right age. You're just the right age. Oh, bam-bam, the beast of Bebe. And others would say, Lord, I'm too young. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. You've been brought in the kingdom at such a time as this. Oh, yes. Yes. Divinely appointed from heaven that you be here in this day, in this hour. For a mighty harvest shall be reaped. A mighty harvest shall be reaped. Koba mande li vrisa nombre viesta kena bandi. Boronombre bebebe bebefa fianda. Nombre viesta pana mangalan jengilis nombre. Separadista. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Lord. Blessed Savior. Blessed Savior. For those that would yield themselves to the Holy Ghost, even the next 18 months, some of you will have to pinch yourself because you think you just died and went to heaven. Just yield. No longer yielding to the flesh. No longer yielding to the ways of the flesh. No longer yielding to the carnal mind. No longer yielding to the works of the flesh. But yield. Yielding to the Spirit of God. Yielding to the Spirit of God. Some in your ministries that it felt like you just couldn't get to where you were going. It felt like there was a break, a foot break on. There should come a release and your ministry will just lurch forward like a car running down a hill. And oh, pick up momentum and pick up speed. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. You've been trying too hard. You've been trying to do it in the flesh. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. Take your hands off. The plans of man shall come to naught. The plans of man give birth to Ishmaels. The plans of man speak of golden calves. The plans of man bring brass instead of gold. The plans of man shall come to naught. Unless the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So, without his help, it's to no avail. Without his help, Brabamba Bravivi Viando, Pembamba Babaga, the Vista, Nanembre Vedeva, Porusta, 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 Kelebesta. Unless a grain of seed fall into the ground and die, it cannot bring forth fruit. So Nombre Vista, Kabande, Kaboste Pekelefi. For I have plans for you, saith the Lord. My plans are not your plans. My purposes are not your purpose. The plans I have for you are far different and far greater. Some of that which I have for you has never even entered into your mind or entered into your heart. For it is written, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has shown them unto us. But you see, the Spirit still has not revealed that part of it unto you. But he must reveal it step by step, little by little, because if he showed you everything, you'd draw back. You would draw back. You would draw back. But it shall come as you healed day by day, moment by moment, step by step, for the steps of a good man and woman are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And so your steps have been ordered of him. You shall march to the beat of a different drum. For many march to the beat of the drum of the flesh and the drum of tradition. And they are out of step with me, saith the Lord. Oh, but they shall hear with the spiritual ear. And they shall hear the beat of the drum of the Holy Ghost. And they shall march as one army across this land. And revival. 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 For you see, there shall be revival. Yes, 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 yes. Only the beginning. Only the beginning for those that say it's over, they never had it. For those that say it's over, they never had it. It's not over. It's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. We must keep sowing seeds. We must keep plowing fields. We must keep planting crops. For the day shall come when the harvest shall be made manifest. For some of you say, oh Lord, how long? How long? How long? Keep on. Keep on planting seed. Keep on sowing seed. Mamara Beista. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Now I hear the Holy Ghost saying, he says, some of you, I've spoken to you already about some big things, but you've drawn back because you looked at what you had in your hand. And you said, Lord, it's insufficient to get the job done. But the Lord was saying to you this night, as you dig a ditch, I'll fill it. You see, you waiting on me to bring in that which you need first. But I'm waiting for you to step out of the boat, saith the Lord, and to walk on the water. Step out. Step out of the boat. Step out of the boat. And come and walk on the water. Come and walk on the water of the Spirit. Yeah. You'll not sink. You'll not fail. Come on. Trust. 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 Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust the Holy Ghost. Have I ever failed you in days gone by? Have I ever let you down? Well, I'm not planning to do so now, saith the Lord. Step out. Step out of the boat. Walk on the water. Walk. Walk on the water. Walk on the water. Walk. Walk on the water. Some of you that used to flow in the gifts, you've let it lie dormant and is stagnated. But the Spirit of God was saying to you, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir the gifts of God up. Light that fire. Light that fire. Yeah. Stir it up. Some of you used to flow in healings and miracles, but you backed off because of persecution. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Oh, Baba, siesta. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.